The Hiding Place by Rumi. I'm going to read it for you twice. The most secure place to hide a treasure of gold is in some desolate, unnoticed place. Why would anyone hide treasure in plain sight? And so it is said, joy is hidden beneath sorrow. The most secure place to hide a treasure of gold is in some desolate, unnoticed place. Why would anyone hide treasure in plain sight? And so it is said, joy is hidden beneath sorrow. You know what? This morning's been so full of interruptions trying to do this that I'm also going to read you Pure Gold again, because my brain is having a hard time getting my thoughts back together, and maybe you can do that for me. Pure gold. How will you know your real friends? Pain is as dear to them as life. A friend is like gold. Trouble is like fire. Pure gold delights in the fire. Is the fire some desolate, unnoticed place? Is sorrow the same thing as pain and trouble? If so, is joy the gold? Are friends the gold? Is joy friendship? What's the connection here? There's definitely connections, and I want you to find those, because that's kind of what I hope this little voice memo accomplishes, is some deep thinking about the relationships that we have with each other and the conditions under which those friendships grow and blossom and become stronger. Yeah, I think, again, that's it for this morning. I'm feeling so scattered. Milo's been very active, pawing and meowing at the door and running around in the hallway. I think he has some little poop zooms going on. Maybe that's sharing TMI of my cat's digestive behaviors. But you know what? It's Thursday morning, and quite frankly, I really don't care. I really don't care. So now you know about Milo's bowel movements and about my completely frazzled morning so far, trying to have a moment of peace and quiet to record this silly little voice note that I still contemplate what the purpose is. But yes. Wisdom from Rumi, desolate, unnoticed places, joy hidden beneath sorrow, pure gold delighting in the fire, trouble is like fire, sorrow is trouble. It all relates. You could write an essay about it. Don't write an essay about it. Don't give yourself extra homework, unless, of course, you want to write an essay about it. And, you know, if that's the case, then by all means, write a little essay about the hiding place in pure gold and the connections there. But that's not something I'm going to do. I'm just going to sit and think about it. And then I'm going to sit and think about how embarrassed I am that I'm actually sending this out into the world today, especially once that little podcast feed gets set up. Please don't share this one with your friends. This one might not even get published, or if it does, it's going to be mad edited. So here you are in the, to use some influencers' favorite words, raw and unfiltered, whatever this is. All right, reeling it back in here for the sign off. Sunscreen, wear it. It's bright outside. You need it. UV rays, damaging to DNA, wear your sunscreen. Drink your water, make sure you're getting your electrolytes. Don't screw around with imbalances. Be smart about it. Be kind to yourselves and be kind to others. You know the deal. We're all about compassion here. Thank you once again for letting me into your ear holes for this absolute mess of a voice note. I love you so much. And if you've stuck around this far, thank you again. You really didn't have to, but I really appreciate it. And I'll talk to you tomorrow for Cheeky Haiku Friday. No idea what it's going to be, but you know, I'll figure it out. In the meantime, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.